The real self almost never makes it to the big screen. Hollywood's fantasy of Dixie, though, has been a popular destination for generations of audiences. O Brother, Where Art Thou is the latest cinematic jaunt to this fictional vacation spot. It's made by the Coen brothers, writer-director Joel and writer-producer Ethan, and marks a major step forward in the pair's creative evolution. They seem finally to have forsaken a contemptuous attitude towards their own characters that has never been very well hidden behind a Baroque facade. Not that this tale of three escaped convicts making their way across Mississippi during the 1930s is perfect, but the Coens have connected with a rich vein of American humor. George Clooney, playing a silver-tongued con man who is the leader of the fugitive trio, embodies perfectly a rich American icon, the seller of dreams. That Clooney's character, Everett McGill, is his own biggest sucker only enriches the portrait. Everett has escaped a chain gang along with two other prisoners, John Turturro's Backward Pete and Tim Blake Nelson's sweet and simple Delmar. The smart, smooth Everett has lured them along with promises of hidden treasure, the undiscovered loot of his last robbery. We'll hear about this shabby grail now and again, but the picture is really about the trio's journey and the colorful, if sometimes dangerous, characters they meet on the way. The first couple of encounters fall victim to the Coens' familiar condescension, but the movie picks up quickly. By the time they reach an isolated radio station, the Coens have picked up a fourth member, a blues guitarist based on Robert Johnson, and are well practiced at deception. At first, they persuade the station's blind manager they're a black blues quartet, but when they discover he's looking for some white country singers, they undergo a quick makeover.
No, I'm looking for some old-timey material. You see, people can't seem to get enough of it. Since we started broadcasting it on the Pappy Old Daniel Flower Hour, so thank you for stopping by.
But... Sir, the Soggy Bottom Boys have been steeped in old-timey material. Heck, we're silly with it, ain't we, boys?
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
We ain't really Negroes.
Oh, except for our accompanist.
Like our three convicts, no one is ever just what he or she seems. O Brother, Where Art Thou becomes a glorious celebration of Southern theatricality as the fields, swamps, and piney forests become gorgeous theatrical backdrops for the eccentric characters who pass by them. Those passers-by include the bank robber, George Babyface Nelson, who has his own share of identity problems. And by the time we get to a one-eyed Bible salesman played by a gregarious John Goodman, we can be sure he's hustling something besides the good book. The convicts and their singing partner, bluesman Tommy Johnson, played by Chris Thomas King, obviously don disguises to maintain their freedom. But the theatricality of the culture is such that they find themselves changing without knowing it. The song they recorded at the radio station becomes a hit, and the boys discover they are known far and wide as the Soggy Bottom Boys. The movie is filled with early country music in the style of Jimmy Rogers and the Carter Family. Aside from providing an oral backdrop as appealing as the visual one, these tunes go right to the heart of the movie. While undeniably based on folkloric roots, country music was also distinguished by its show business savvy. Singers actually from the rural hillsides might still dress up in so-called hillbilly costumes for the effect it had on the audience. That's how Everett and the boys dress up for the second of two musical set pieces which make O Brother, Where Art Thou worth the price of admission. The first is a Ku Klux Klan rally scored and choreographed to match a famous scene in The Wizard of Oz. The second is a political rally and concert where the boys meet up with a crooked governor, played by Charles Durning, and his reformer rival, and discover that they aren't the only ones hiding behind masks. The moment isn't accusatory, though, but celebratory. As the performers and the audience, rascals and good people all, break into a rousing sing-along of You Are My Sunshine, the song becomes the national anthem for a Hollywood Dixieland. That peculiar region's real estate may be confined to the movie screen in front of you, but it's a land plenty large for dreaming.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.